You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
I know in Montana, because I lived here all my life, you don't count the miles between us. Well, you kind of do. They're measured more like in minutes. More like in hours, actually. You know, how far from Glendive to Missoula? I don't know, but it's about 5.5 hours.
Ten.
You know,
ten hours.
ten the way Jerry drives. Yeah, yeah. But what we do here is stay connected. So there may be some miles or some minutes between us, but we are connected all across this state, and that's what this Tow Rope Tour celebrates. And welcome once again, Tom Schultz, live. It's from Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana, and we are here in Glendive, Montana. Yep, the trip to eastern Montana has just been full of heartwarming stories and people who are connected and staying connected, and going to get more of that today here. I think you're going to appreciate hearing some of the stories. We talked to educators, how they have done a great job in staying connected. Various farming communities. We're going to talk with the Klasna family. That's going to be from Lambert, so we'll stretch out a little bit. But thank you all for being here and making us a part of your Montana mornings for 23 years, two decades strong, working on three. We're going to kick this show off here with Mayor Jerry Jimison and Peggy Iba. Mayor, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom.
You look well.
And welcome to Glendive. Your family says tell you hi, and we enjoy you coming back every time you do.
Oh, great. I appreciate that. It is great to be here. You know, and I did graduate from Dawson County High School. I would say that I grew up here, but I continue to grow up many years over all the years. So that's the truth. But love my time here in Glendive and love this community. Of course, it's really my brother's town. Guys, who can't be here. But because he's getting married. How about that?
Yes. Oh, he's got a great future wife.
Yes, Dawn. Yeah, that's great. So a huge statewide shout out. Peggy Iba is with us here as well. And Jerry, you've been nominated longest serving mayor in the town. You've been connected to the community, projects here and there. It's probably too numerous to count. And you nominated Peggy Iba. And one of the reasons is because of the role she plays in this Harvest Fest.
Not only that, but anybody who lives in the community knows that when big things happen in Glendive, Peggy Iba is associated with it. She has been a lifesaver for our community, a leader, and, you know, she's not one of these people that sits there and says, well, what are we going to do now? She's out doing it.
That's so important in any community, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much.
Peggy, what are you doing lately?
Nobody does it alone. You know that.
There you go. Yeah, that's true. And that's why we always encourage people on these tow rope tours. Just, you know, say yes. You don't have to have the big plan. You don't have to have everything all put together. Just kind of walk it out a little bit, and you can start. Like you did with the Harvest Fest. It is a huge event now. Yeah. Talk about it.
It started with... We had Farm to Table had AmeriCorps Vistas and wanted to celebrate the last farmers market of the season and just make it special. And it started at the swimming pool park. And then we found out across town they were doing this Junkapalooza, which was vintage furniture. And so several years doing our own thing, we combined, and it's blossomed to be as big as the fair.
But it's a ton of work, though, isn't it?
Well, yes. It is, but we've kind of got it down to a science. Like any time you do something repetitively, okay, yes, you take care of the cider press. Everybody brings their own apples in their own containers, and you can use the cider press for free. There's a salsa contest. There's a pumpkin patch. Get your pumpkins for Halloween. Entertainment on the free stage. Of course, I can't do that, but you find people that are willing to that from the high school, from the college.
So how is Jerry's salsa?
Well, you'll have to come and taste.
That's right.
It's a people's choice, so the people vote.
That's really cool. And that's going on this weekend.
This Sunday, 11 to 4.
Yeah, really cool at the fairgrounds. So, as you were telling me and Jerry, as you were saying, that draws like a couple thousand people to town.
It is, and like Peggy mentioned, it started out small, as lots of things do, but over the years, and combining with Junkapalooza, I go out there now and I run into people I know from Plentywood and Poplar and Miles City and Baker and Broadus. There are, I guess, between 2,000 and 3,000 people will be in Glendive on Sunday for Harvest Fest Junkapalooza.
Junkapalooza, yeah. Yeah. I want you to, if you would, I mean, and Peggy, maybe you can brag on Jerry a little bit, because he's not going to talk about himself all that much, but there's going to be a statue of him in this town, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, come on. Now, that was that was a
April Fool's
that was
joke.
It
yes.
got me then, because yes. I looked back at the paper and read that.
Well, you didn't read to the bottom.
Oh, I did not. Oh, okay. Well, for me, it made sense, Mayor. It did, yeah. For talk about how Jerry stays connected in this community and how it's important to have a public official do that.
Jerry is the lifeblood of this town, and his kids and his grandkids, and Jerry's very emotional. He tears up at all sorts of things because
he wears it on his sleeve a little.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Now, I'm more the Norwegian type. It's like Ole said to Lena, Lena said to Ole, why don't you tell me you love me? And Ole says, I told you I loved you when I married you. I'll let you know when I change my mind. So that's kind of the Norwegian part
of
things.
Goes,
Jerry's done so many things. In fact, I see he's wearing his Rotary shirt. I'm sure he's going to ask you to buy some tickets here before.
Well, this is a good crowd for that, because we're going to say yes, as much talk as we do. I just wanted to, nominate for all the work that you've done supporting the community, and a big thanks for that. And it's a lot of years, and it's a lot of work, but talk about the impact that it has just by saying yes.
Well, and Tom, I appreciate the nice words Peggy said about me, but Glendive has so many great people. Yep. When you said, do you have anybody you would like to nominate? Immediately 300 people popped in my mind, and I thought, well, that might run past a 30-minute radio show. So, so of course, the first two that rose to the top were Peggy Iba for everything she's done for the community, the Greater Community Foundation, Farm to Table, on. And the other one, did you want me to mention the other one? The other one is our director of operations for the city, Kevin Dorward.
Who's retiring here, yeah.
He is retiring sometime in the future. And I tell you what, Kevin has kept this city in the black and progressing. And because of his knowledge of finance and things like that, we have been able to construct a brand new wastewater treatment plant here in Glendive. We just finished dedicating a brand new water plant. Both those projects were over $15 million, and Glendive is ready for the future. And I'm happy to say that I was involved, and the people at Glendive can be really happy that they had Kevin Dorward as director of operations.
Saved him a lot of money.
Another thing Kevin did was the sidewalk program, so that if your sidewalk needed repairs, you could put it on your taxes. They did a group of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I remember that, yeah.
So yep. It made it affordable to make your place look good.
Great program. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck at the Harvest Fest, Junkapalooza, this
Thank
weekend.
You.
Thank you for what you do. Mayor Jimison, I think you're going to be hanging around here. There's probably people to say hello to.
Well, I'm going to shake a few hands and smile selection here,
So. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you guys for being here, and thanks for what you do for the
yes.
community.
I want to put in one plug for Pamela Haar, who has made this town a trail of statues. She's with Bridger Bronze.
Oh, yes,
and she's
right.
made everything into life size. And
she's the one who fooled me in that story then, right?
Yes.
Good work on that. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Northern Broadcasting's too. I'm going to move on here because Cindy and Jasmine are waiting. We'll get them situated here. Just a reminder, our tow rope tour is brought to you by Mountain Health Co-op, and they have this open enrollment for 2022, which begins November 1st. look into that. It's always time to start comparing your plans and discovering how your health care plan can actually work for you. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. Back here at the Tow Rope Tour again in Glendive, Montana. Josh Helbig is going to be on next. Plains to Peaks. Josh, how you doing? Good to see you.
I'm doing good.
Congratulations, or thank you for the work you do. Was at a place in Weibo yesterday called the Brewery. There was still a sign up on the Brewery that has your family's name on, as a matter of fact.
That's correct. My great-grandpa came and settled in Weibo and started a grocery store years ago, and
And now it's famous.
It is.
Or legendary is maybe the right word. Let's talk about this Plains to Peaks and why you started it and how you raise money and how you help kids through all that.
Yeah, so I work at I'm the pastoral assistant at a place called Home on the Range, which is in western North Dakota, just about 12, 15 miles away from Weibo, where
we
I live.
We claim that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of ministry work there and just work with these kids, and I realize a lot of these kids have never had opportunity, and they've never been taught positive hobbies. They've never been hiking, fishing, just the basic, simple things. They never had that chance. And so I started doing that, and then I started bringing in just really cool things, Christian BMX riders and just positive role models. And
oh, I bet that was really cool.
Yeah, and it's been just wildly successful with the kids, and I started thinking, like, I need to start taking this to the communities through Montana because Montana's my heart. And so I started Plains to Peaks, and that's what we do is we just find these kids and do work with them.
What's the impact? Can you see it, or does it take a little time to develop, or is it sometimes immediate and sometimes you see it later on?
It's once you develop that friendship and that relationship, it's pretty immediate. You start getting down to the gritty with them and start working just the positive impact for their life. So
what is it that you do with them? I mean, it looks like, as I see a note here, 1,500 people in attendance. That's not a small gig.
No, so that was a concert I did on behalf of Home on the Range.
Thank you. Gotcha.
And that's what started the whole, like, I need to start taking this everywhere.
Gotcha.
So I did this concert just by a just tried it, and brought in Big Daddy Weave and another Christian band. And
big
it was,
names. Yeah.
It was a really cool thing. I worked with the kids to develop a skit about learning their hobbies and learning who they are in Creator's eyes, and they're damaged, so they come out with their damaged area. I feel worthless, I feel hopeless, not loved, abandoned, all these things. And then I pretty much did the skit of what they learned, and they come out saying, you know what, I am loved, I am whole, I do have a chance, I have hope. And it was really powerful for all those 1,500 people to see.
Wow, so, is that on YouTube? Did you get that?
We do not have that on YouTube.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Yeah, next one though, right?
Yeah, well, and that's what I want to do through Montana. Is like I'm trying this late spring, early summer to do a tour through Montana, stop in Glendive, stop in possibly Miles City, Billings, and just go throughout Montana and try to do something like this representing exactly what we're trying to do. So,
You know, one of the impacts, we can see on families, but how does it impact you, Josh?
It gives me purpose. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I was one of those kids. I think a lot of us can experience. We all had those moments in life where we question everything and feel really lost. That was me, and started working at Home on the Range, and I realized, wow, this is the purpose of life. It's just making an impact.
What do kids need then? What if you could sum that up even?
Number one, kids need to learn just basic hobbies. A lot of these kids I work with, they have no idea how to fish. They have no idea how to hike. They have no idea how to ride a horse. They have no idea to do any of that stuff. And so the whole goal of Plains to Peaks is to find those kids that haven't had that opportunity, find the people in the community willing to do that opportunity, and make it happen.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, and you can see it. So how do people, how do they help you?
How do people help you? Yep. So I'm always looking for people that are willing to, you know what, I wouldn't mind taking a group of kids fishing and teach them a few things. I wouldn't mind... I have some extra horses. I wouldn't mind teaching kids, taking them on a trail ride. I wouldn't mind doing those types of things and helping you out, and I'll find the kids for them.
Great. And they contact you through Home on the Range?
Probably just my email, or I have a website, too, called PlainsToPeaksMT.com.
And it's Plains, the number two, then
Peaks. And MT. It's got to have the Montana
gotcha.
MT on
That's
there.
That's what I I love it, too. Thank you for the work you do. Yep. I appreciate it so much. Real quickly, one tow rope hero who helps you.
One tow rope hero that helps me. Dan O'Donnell.
Dan O'Donnell. Right on. Napa
Know How. At Napa, buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 motor oil and save $10 on a pair of wiper blades. It's the perfect autumn deal. Mobile One for colder weather, new wipers for the rain, and an extra $10 to buy Halloween candy you'll most likely eat yourself. We're not judging. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Ends 10/31/21.
All right. It's great to be back in Glendive, Montana, home of Akoshika State Park. It's dinosaur country. I was looking up some things on Wikipedia. You guys didn't have when Glendive was first established, people lived in tents. You didn't have the first load of lumber in town until 1881, but you're one of the first counties in the entire state of Montana. When you guys were established years ago, and I'm talking here, by the way, to Cindy Togni and Jasmine Winchell and everybody, but the original county was just like huge. It went all the way almost to Helena.
Wow.
That would be unmanageable for our county commissioners, I think. Yeah. Well, welcome back. Toll Rope Tour here. Tom Schultz, Voices of Montana, at the Dawson County Courthouse. And as I mentioned, Cindy Togni is with us. She's the principal of Lincoln School. Jasmine Winchell is nominated, Cindy, mm-hmm. as a fourth grade teacher. I suppose you two can kind of nominate each other because educators, the world that you lived through and continue faced many challenges. But why don't you talk about why you brought Cindy to the table?
It was an easy choice to nominate Cindy. I have very deep roots to Lincoln School. I had my K through 5 career at Lincoln School. My grandma went to Lincoln School, and right the room across the hall, my great grandma had as Lincoln School for her third grade year. And I am just so proud to have Cindy as our principal in Lincoln, and it's such an honor to have her. And she really got thrown in. We had the March of the COVID year. We were out of school, and we came back hybrid, and she just took the challenge head on and came in, and it has been such a blessing for our students, and we are so lucky to have her at Lincoln School. And I hear all of these radical things in the news about all of these things happening in education. And I know we never have to worry about that at Lincoln School because Cindy holds our Glendive values. And
that means a lot.
Yes, it does.
That means a ton.
Yes.
Cindy, thank you for that. Why don't you talk about then, as Jasmine had described, coming into this challenge and you had to have tunnel vision, right? You had to look one way because there was only one direction you could go.
Yeah, well, and it was difficult. I started as the dean, so that really was a blessing for me because I got some previous experience before I was started as a principal.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of an interesting start to my career as a principal. And one of the things that Peggy Iba said is that nobody does it alone,
yeah.
And that is exactly the right thing to think about because I did not do it alone. I had an amazing administration team that we looked at everything that was going on, and each time we had something that was changing or, you know, shifting, we thought about it, we processed it, and we created plans, and my staff was just amazing by just taking it all on, and they gave feedback about how we could do things better, and so it was just a real effort by the whole staff and the whole district, really, to move forward in this ultimate challenging experience, mm-hmm. and keeping kids learning and keeping kids happy and coming to school.
I know it's hard to say because there's a list of people you would like to thank. But if I was to ask you who are some of your Toro heroes through this, Cindy, who would they be?
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's not fair, but I don't have to be fair.
If I could nominate my whole staff, I would nominate my whole staff because I think everybody brings their perspective and their ideas, and then you process through those ideas and you make them work in your school. And if it hadn't been for everybody's willingness to follow my lead, mm-hmm. you know, which was I was grateful for, they but to make the processes better and to do the work together, you know. If we had a bump in the road, we just solved it.
Yeah.
You know? It was challenging, but I don't ever think you grow more through challenge than you do anything else. And so the learning experience and the challenge of it was kind of is a test of who your staff is and who you are. You know? So.
And that's one of the things we're celebrating here is you guys stayed connected to get this work done, this very important job of educating our children. Jasmine, talk about how the kiddos got through that time as well. And I know it continues, but what's your impression of that?
They were so flexible. We were so lucky. I was blessed with a really great class, and they really just roll with the punches. And they were...
Now, was that everybody's class?
I think so.
Oh,
we
cool.
have some really great students at Lincoln School.
Good.
Well, and you know... Our superintendent always says structure creates behavior, and that is true. And so we had a very good structure, and so we had very, very really positive behavior experiences and everything. And the kids just were flexible, but they mm-hmm. did. They just followed our lead, and they did really well.
That's good. How are they doing this year, Jasmine?
They're doing great. Yeah. They're happy to be back full time.
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels so much more normal, you mm-hmm. know, it's nicer because they all get to play together. There's not so many restrictions, you know, that like last year, and they just seem happier, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so nice not to. I think the hardest thing was the masks, you know, and not being able to see their smiling faces or when they're sad. I mean, you just really don't get that facial expression. And so this year, you know them all. They see you smile. You see them smile. And that, I think, is the best thing ever.
It kind of regrounds us then, doesn't
yes, it?
A little bit. Well, Cindy Tockney, thank you. Jasmine Winchell, thank you guys for what you do as educators, but how you help us all stay connected. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Yep. The best career in the world.
Well,
thank
give you. Me that then, okay? It is. It really is. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come on back with more. Becky Titus and her son, Darby, is with us. We'll talk more about that here as we come on back for the Tow Rope Tour after these headlines from Brian Bennett. Tow Rope Tour, we're 406 and across the state. It's Eastern Montana, Baker yesterday, Miles City the day before. It's Glendive today, the Badlands. And welcome back from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Going to talk with Becky Titus, her son Darby as well, who are here because during this, and good morning, and thank you for being here. Appreciate this.
Good morning. Thank
I
you.
Have dragged Maine in this town a time or two, and it's one of the best Maine dragging cities in the state. And during COVID, Becky, you did something that brought us all together.
You know, a few people had commented about how they're tired of being in the house and we need to get out in the public, but we weren't supposed to be in the public. So somebody had mentioned a cruise night, and I don't know, it was probably a Thursday evening. I posted on my Facebook page and a couple public pages. I just said, hey, let's go cruise tomorrow night. And I knew there would be quite a few people that would do it, but Main Street was full. From Loaf and Jug to the Y by the high school, it was packed for hours. It was amazing.
Surprising, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I got to teach my boys how to cruise.
That's really cool. Darby, you know how to cruise now?
Well, I really did learn how to drink chocolate milk by the half gallon every Friday night. But it was a lot of fun considering there was literally nothing to do except be scared during that time.
Right.
So it was a pretty good thing to do.
So your mom's like a cruise mom? Would you,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
you know.
That's pretty cool.
Should have dust off the boots a little bit for that.
and this didn't happen one night. So what was the next week like, and the week after that like, Becky?
So I think it was actually the following week we decided to do some fundraising as well as part of the cruise. I think it was mid-April we did for the animal shelter, mm-hmm. and so we. People would turn into the Epic, former Safeway, for those that don't know the Epic. And we had donation buckets, and we did it for, you know, community members with cancer, and we did a food drive one Friday night. It went on all summer, and it was every Friday night we would try to do a donation to somebody or something, and it was incredible.
Darby, did the kids like it? They got involved in this, and what was that sense like?
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really cool because, like, we had people, like, putting couches in the back of their truck, and the kids were in there and, like, taking floaties in the back. It was really nice to see kids, you know, being creative, having that wild side that all the parents say they had in the 80s, you know. I'm not sure if they really did.
90s.
90s, 70s, 60s, you know.
And you were able to give back to the community in a lot of ways. As you mentioned, the food bank, the animal rescue. There was also individual medical needs that you guys were able to minister
yes.
to.
Yeah. Yes, I got quite a few messages. People would say, hey, if there's nobody on the books for Friday, you know, so-and-so is going through cancer treatments. I would like to do a donation, whatever. And so I would post it Thursday night, Friday morning, and they would have volunteers in the Epic parking lot, and you'd turn around and drop off money, food, whatever it was that we did.
And it was cool. I mean, there were pictures, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on Facebook?
Yes.
How can people see those?
I would say any of the community Glendive Facebook pages. And, you know, it was funny, shortly after then, Sydney started doing a cruise night, and Miles City did a cruise night. I believe they both did Saturdays, but it was just...
You kick something off. Other communities did the same thing because it was a great way to stay connected. And
it
then
was.
You guys did it all summer long.
We did. Yeah. We did. And, you know, the kids were out of school. Schools were shut down. And so we needed to get the kids out and doing something.
Thank you for doing that, Darby. Thank you for staying connected, helping us all stay connected.
I was a pretty good cheerleader during that whole event, I will say.
Nice, good.
You know, I can't quite do the splits yet, but I was a pretty okay cheerleader.
We need more of that. Thank you.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
The toughest, most exciting sport of rodeo is invading Kalispell, Montana, October 28th through 30th. This isn't just another rodeo. This is the Northern Rodeo Association Finals. Don't settle for less. 3 nights of heart-pounding rodeo action. Rodeo athletes compete in 9 rodeo events to award this year's champions. It all happens October 28th through 30th at 7 p.m. nightly at the Majestic Valley Arena. Tickets start at just $20 and only $5 for kids. Get tickets today at the Majestic Valley Arena box office or northernrodeo.com. The NRA Finals Rodeo. It all begins here.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Welcome back. Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. The Total Rope Tour brought to you in part by Mountain Health Co-op. Don't forget open enrollment 2022. It begins November 1st. So now's really the time to start comparing your plans and discovering how your health care can actually work for you. Remember, it's a co-op, so it's member-owned. And I think it's just something unique out there. I want you to explore it. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. Jamie Shanks, thank you for being here. And nominated as a Total Rope Hero. Glendive Medical Center Marketing Director. You also work in the foundation. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about what we went through the past, 2 years, and we're still, going through it. Mm-hmm. We can't forget how important it is right now to still, maintain these sorts of things. We're increasing our exposure individually,
right.
But that also increases our exposure to the virus. So
right.
There are things that are important in that regard.
Right.
But all of our frontline medical workers just gave it their all through all this time.
Yeah.
So you were nominated, but I bet you've got a lot of people to thank, too.
Oh, I do. Yeah, absolutely, our healthcare workers. In the last year and a half, we have pulled together. They've pulled together. We've supported them and gave it our all. And it's been tough. It was scary, especially at first when we really didn't know what this was going to do. We were a little fortunate here in Dawson County that we didn't get the virus, the spike, until months later. So we had an opportunity to watch how other hospitals handled things, specifically Billings Clinic. We're an affiliate of theirs. And so it gave us some time to sort of reorganize and restructure. But it weighed on us. And it still does. It's, you know, it's one of those things, we think it's going away, and then it's not going away. And we're human. And so it does. It really, really, really was a struggle. But definitely our staff, our acute care staff, our behavioral health staff, our clinic staff, our environmental services, to dietary, to, you know, our admin. I mean, everybody. We have long-term care facilities. And, of course, they've really felt the brunt of it. And so definitely a shout-out to all of them in the last year. We also had the community just wrap their arms around us in this last year and a half,
good.
Too. They came through. We had some really neat things they did. They would do Friday night drives where they'd kind of go up and down Main Street, but they'd swing around on Friday nights through the hospital parking lot and honk.
Oh, nice.
And it was kind of honking in solidarity. You
Part
know?
Of the cruise night thing?
It was the cruise Becca? Night.
Yeah,
we did that here too. So that was, beauty from ashes. You know, there was a lot of really wonderful things. The community donated masks. They sewed masks. They donated gowns. A lot of businesses have those N95s. They donated those and food and, you know, a little Girl Scout raised a bunch of money for cookies and dropped the cookies off to our staff. We had care baskets for staff. I mean, it made the blow of this pandemic much softer with those kinds of acts of kindness. So,
look at that list of Toll Rope Heroes here.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it to be a Toll Rope Hero or for recognition.
No.
They just said, here's something I can do, and they did it.
They did it. Yep. Yeah. It showed the heart. It showed the heart of the community for healthcare. So, and it was very appreciated at the hospital.
I know.
Absolutely.
Some of those challenging times, how does that sort of thing, when you know that the community is behind you, you know you've got a job to do, that's one thing, but you get, I guess, maybe you can get to a dark corner sometimes.
Right.
How does that kind of support, how did it help the nurses and all the doctors and all the administrators and all the staff at Glendive Medical Center?
When those kinds of things happen, definitely. I mean, our staff is very appreciative. It does. It lifts the mood inside the walls, where we're day in, day out, and everybody's masking up, and everybody's, you can't see. We have that, we're humans, we want to communicate, and that's through facial and everything, and you can't see each other, so there's sort of a divide there, too, psychologically. And then you have to be strong for your patients, and you have to be strong for their families, and it is a burden. It's a burden to carry, and, while I'm not clinical, I saw it all and really empathized with our staff. And so when the community comes together in those ways and supports and shows their love for you and appreciation, like anything, it's going to give you that boost to keep going, to keep giving your all, to know that there's purpose in it, that you're reminded of the purpose in it. So, yeah.
Jamie Shanks, Glendive Medical Center Marketing Director. She's also with the GMC Foundation. What do you take away? Because, as you said, there were other places that maybe went through that before you did.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbors are Richland, Weibo, Prairie, Macomb County.
Right.
How did the region come together and fight this virus?
Right. Well, we had to transport. I mean, we had to work with each other. If we ran out of beds, we're working. There was definitely a communication system in place every day. I mean, all day, where who has beds, who has beds, who has beds. So we can't be silos out here in rural America. You cannot. We can't just be Glendive Medical Center. We had to work with each other on a whole new level, and we worked well. It was for the greater good. So, while we have hospitals that are comparable apples to apples, when it really comes down to it, we're here to serve. And it's that heart of service for others. It's the servant's heart, That's what it is.
Well, one thing that I've heard is that a silver lining is that people had to learn to communicate and work together
in that regard.
You guys, of course, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think it's something important to focus on here. One of the struggles for rural America, rural Montana, is mental health services. Give us an update on how GMC is trying to meet that need.
Yeah, we do a community needs assessment every few years, and mental health has always been one of the top three needs in our community and in our area. And 2 years, we have had an inpatient health center. However, a few years ago, we completely remodeled it and renovated it, and so now we're the only inpatient mental health within about 200 and some miles radius.
Yeah.
So we have a pretty big task to fill there, especially considering the mental health in this area. So we've built our team. We have a psychiatrist now, and we are building to 5 more nurse practitioner level, licensed counselors. We have some that are specific to pediatrics. We have some that are specific to geriatrics and everything, every kind of mental health issue or disorder.
There's a lot of caveats. There's a lot of little places. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So so we've really put that into place with addressing that in our region. And
telehealth, I suppose,
has been a huge
help in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Telemedicine. In fact, we urge that, especially now that things are kind of amping up again, with this Delta variant. Of course, we've offered it all year, but, we always encourage people, and there's people that don't feel comfortable coming in, and we honor that. So you have that option. But if you do need to, it's available in Eastern Montana.
Give us a word, if you would, please, about Liz Brown.
Yeah.
She was nominated as a total hero.
Oh,
absolutely. She can't make it here, obviously, but as a doctor.
Yeah.
But talk about Dr. Brown.
She is one of our OBGYNs. She just joined us a little over 2 years ago. And she farms just east of here in Terry, her and her husband. And so she's here to stay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. She's very thorough. She's got a great bedside manner. And, you know, I can see why she's nominated, because she goes above and beyond for all of her patients. Actually, both of our OBGYNs do. I can see where she's nominated just by her character, her care. She looks out for her patients. She's there for them, you know, beyond the labor and delivery or the surgery or anything like that. So, yeah, when I saw that she was nominated, there was no question as to why she was.
Cool. Well, thank them all from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely.
For what they do. And we know it's challenging. And and we are always, I think we are always with them.
Yeah.
You know, because public health, they care.
They
care.
Do. Yeah.
And if they don't, then we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Jamie Shanks with Glendive Medical Center, a Toro Piro, and who works with a ton of Toro Piros as well. We'll come on back after a short break here.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes, with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer good online and participating stores. Offer ends 10/31/21.
Tow Rope Tour continuing. We're celebrating our connections in the 406 and here at Dawson County today. It was Miles City, Baker, Glendive. We've also visited the Highline, Shelby, and Haver, and Malta. Far northwestern Montana was Libby, Kalispell, Missoula. Great to take it all in. And as Taylor Brown would say, and now he's going to join us here for this segment with Glenda and Dale, God's country. And for you, you really mean it, don't you? You grew up here.
I mean it, but I've only lived here in eastern Montana for 60 years. Yeah. Dale Kreiman's family came here over 100 years ago. The Kreiman farm is out there by Lindsay, and Dale Kreiman joins us. And Dale, you nominated your wife, Glenda, to be a tow rope hero, mostly because of her singing. Tell that story and what she does for veterans.
She sings a cappella, and she has sang in many venues around the area. And one of them was singing at the local vet's home one Sunday a month.
So she was set up to come and do a visit, and then COVID hit, and they now veterans can't get out. They can't see their own families even. So she took it upon herself to record her music.
Well, she had the recording done, and she was actually planning to do a tour of some of the vet's homes. They were encouraging her to go to some of the other vet's homes, and that's when the COVID hit. And she was pretty discouraged that we didn't get to put the tour together. And she woke up one morning and said, I figured out how I can sing in all the vets' homes in the United States and Puerto Rico. And I said, I'm all ears. And she said, well, I got a case of CDs in the closet. I will just mail a CD to each one of the vets' homes. And she got on her computer, and I'm not a computer person, but in like a couple hours, she had the addresses of like 160 vets homes in the United States. And
so I just handed Tom the CD. This is her second CD that you've cut. And Glenda, you're here with us. You said it's no big deal to find the address of 160 vet homes, but who at the vet's home would care about getting music like this? You said that was easy too.
Yeah, the chaplains.
Sure.
Every venue like that has a chaplain, and so I just mailed them to the chaplains.
So describe what's on this CD for us, or is Tom going to make you sing it? I didn't know.
Yes, you are going to sing.
It's called Lost in His Love, and it's just traditional hymns, all old hymns that we all grew up with.
And now they want you to come to their homes and sing to them. Now they're asking you to come. And
yes.
Will that be possible? Maybe when this COVID things, will you get to go to some vets' homes?
Not all of them.
No, not all 160. Yeah. Wow. So Tom, would it be okay? Have we got time for a little sample?
As a matter of fact, we do. So did you get warmed up?
I did. I'm putting together my schedule for Sunday. I'm singing for the Harvest Fest, too, and so I've been working on music for that. So
oh, cool.
Give us a little sample of the kind of thing you'll sing. What have you put together here?
This isn't on any CD yet. It's called Creation Calls. It's by Brian Dorkson, but it's a beautiful song that a lot of people connect with.
Is it too noisy in here for you to share some of that with us?
I can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have felt the wind blow, whispering your name. I have seen your tears fall when I watch the rain. How can I say there is no God when all around creation calls? A singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea. I believe, I believe. Gazing at a bird in flight, soaring through the air, lying down beneath the stars, I feel your presence there. How can I say there is no God when all around creation calls? A singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea. I believe, I believe. Listening to a river run, watering the earth, fragrance of a rose in bloom, a newborn's cry at birth. I love to stand at ocean shore and feel the thundering breakers roar, to walk through golden fields of grain.
Boy, Glenda, I hate to interrupt this, but how about a hand for Glenda on that one? Did you hear this courthouse just quiet down and listen to that? That's very cool. The show wraps up here, but we're going to continue with local breaks on our affiliate here, KDZN. So the Total Rope Tour, it just never ends because people, they just continue to care. Thank you.